You're listening to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life, the podcast where we are becoming the best versions of ourselves, rich in all areas of our lives, not just our bank accounts. I'm Alicia Ward. I'm your host on this journey to create a life rich with fulfillment, health, and mental wealth. In each episode, we'll share insights, we'll share lessons, and we'll share practical tips to empower you on your own path to a rich and meaningful existence. Please make sure to check the show notes for all links and all sponsors, and please subscribe and leave us a review. Thanks for listening. What's up? Welcome to another episode. Episode 140. You know, full transparency, I have been attempting to record this episode. It's already late for my team, and I have started and stopped and got like 10 minutes in and just not been happy with any of it. It's been crazy. This honestly doesn't happen very often. And I'm like, what is going on? What is going on? Because even in the ones that I was talking before, the ones that aren't going to make the cut, you know, it's like January's been so good. We're moving into February. I've been vibing. I've really been sticking as best I can to, you know, the boundaries that I've set for myself moving into the new year, as well as like my theme of following through, doing things big or small. If I say I'm going to make a recipe on Instagram, I'm making that recipe. If I say I'm going to, you know, do X, Y, Z in my business, if I'm going to go to the gym this many times a week, like I am doing that. Am I perfect with it? Fuck no. But that's like always in the back of my mind. Like, no, follow through for yourself. Do it for you, because the more you show up for yourself, the higher vibration you're going to be on and feel, and the better shit you're going to attract into your life. And that is the message. You know, I got a message, a really sweet message about episode 137 from someone who didn't typically listen to my podcast, but he, you know, he listened to it, or he followed it and stuff to support. Anyways, he sent me a message about 137, about how it was just so vulnerable, and like, it was such a fucking kind message. And so I was like, what did I even say? So I went back and I listened to episode 137. And I swear, sometimes when I'm just in flow state and I'm getting vulnerable and real with you, I just black the fuck out. Because I really told you everything in that episode. And it's crazy, because I've been meaning to share those things with you. They've been on my heart, a lot of it. And sometimes it can be so hard to find the words. And it can be really challenging sometimes to put yourself out there. And I'm putting myself out there on like Instagram or on this podcast, which is crazy. But it can be so hard just to put yourself out there with your best friend or your mom or your dad or your spouse, you know? And so I understand that. And when I listen to my podcast sometimes and I'm like, I can't fucking believe that I said that for hundreds and hundreds of people to listen to. But those are the episodes that are the most loved. And when I got that message, you know, from him, and I then listened to it, it reminded me and just like, I guess, validated that that's what we relate to, is the real transparency, that authenticity, that vulnerability, because that's what's so hard to do in our life when we feel like so many people are judging. And people are judging you. Like, I mean, fuck, we all judge. That is the truth. But the thing is like, what other people feel about you is none of your fucking business, because you can't control it. You are only responsible to worry and give energy to the things that are in your control. And if you waste energy on the things that you can't, you'll be fucking miserable. And everything else won't be aligned in your life. It'll impact every area of your life. If you want to have a good relationship, but you're giving energy to things that are outside of your control, it'll make you miserable, and it'll trickle into your relationship, into your parenting, into your job, into everything. Everything is so fucking connected, and I can't stress that enough. So for example, for me, when I set hard boundaries with my mom at the beginning of this year, I talked about it, I think in episode 137, a bit vulnerably. It was really fucking hard, and I still think about it a little bit every day, probably at some point, but I don't give it a ton of energy or space. I just let it come in. The thought comes in, I look at it like it's a cloud, and then I let it leave, you know? And But I'll tell you what, since I did that, if I'm really being honest and reflecting on the last month of like, so 2024, doing that made a shift. I swear, when I because it was more than just that boundary I set, there was other things too, and also how intentionally myself and my best friends moved into 2024. We were like, we don't want to get drunk. We don't want to like be hungover on the first day of the year. So we did this like banya, which is like a hot sauna, and there was like a sound healing meditation and a big huge ice bath. So at midnight, ringing in the new year, we were like freezing in the ice bath, and then there was fireworks, and it was really dope. It's super random. But we set that intention, and like that set the things in motion. And then I set these boundaries and I made some changes, and I was like, I'm only giving my time and my energy and my love because I know what I bring to the table as a person. And you should too. So if I'm saying this and you're not feeling like you know your worth and what that is, then you need to work on that within yourself, because I know what I bring to the table. And if there's people in my life who don't see that and don't appreciate it, and then those are just not my people. And sometimes this comes down to like people that you're close to, romantic with, or family. And that's what can be so difficult, but your peace is what matters. You need to prioritize your peace. And anything that doesn't bring you peace, you need to bless and release. It doesn't mean that you hold on to anger or resentment. You actually can't do that either. You just have to like release it and let it go, set the boundaries for you, but don't care about how they feel about your boundaries. Don't be fucking rude with your boundaries. Stay respectful and light, but like, stand your ground, know your worth, express yourself just like that. You know, I know what I'm worth. I know what I deserve. This isn't serving me right now. I feel too anxious in these situations. I need to, you know, take some time away from it. Period. You don't need to explain. And obviously, I'm relating this to my situation and things that I have been through, so it can look differently for everybody. But staying non-reactive is part of it, because if you're setting a boundary to keep your own peace, then you need to be setting that boundary in a peaceful state. And, you know, I just kind of ranted on that in general, but it is really important. And going back to me, yeah, getting so vulnerable in episode 137. So I was like trying to decide what I wanted to podcast about today. And I was like, well, we're gonna lighten things up, because, you know, episode 137 was me really getting some things off my chest that also, ironically, have been a huge part of the shift that I've been experiencing in January 2024, in 2024 in general. Oh, there's so much that I am excited for that's happening right in front of my eyes, like fucking magic. And I am so excited to, over this year, see it all unfold and share it all with you. And it's just feels like all the work that I've done and the uncomfortable decisions I've made and moves and everything that I made over the last 3 fucking years, I finally had a moment in January of 2024. That moment, the cliche moment where you realize, like, oh, this is why it all happened. And I can't tell you how good that fucking felt for me to have that feeling, because I questioned my decisions a lot over the last few years. And I've had anxiety a lot reflecting on the past and some of the decisions. And to finally feel that, I could just let this sigh of relief go. And it felt so fucking good. And I actually had two experiences like that in January, which just kind of makes me feel like 2024, it's got a lot of good, got a lot of good happening and coming. But here's the thing, is when we decide to make a huge change in our life, you don't get to decide how long it's going to take for you to experience that feeling. It could take days, it could take months, it could take years. It took years for me, and a lot of hard choice after hard choice and decisions and getting uncomfortable and doing the hard shit. And so bringing back to, you know, the fact that I was struggling to record this episode, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to read and try and, like, you know, get inspired because something is off. Something's not, you know, I'm not able to express what I want to express to you. And that was bothering me because usually it just comes naturally, or I black the fuck out and I tell you guys absolutely everything, either or. But anyways, I picked up my book. I love this book. It's called This Is How You Heal. I always share it on my Instagram. I'll link it in the show notes for you. And I read this chapter and I'm like, this is exactly what I kind of wanted to express to them. Imagine that. So I'm going to read it and share it with you because, yeah, just because it's my podcast and I do what I want. This is what it really means to be kind to yourself, because it's not as easy as you think. When we think of kindness, we often confuse it for niceness, and the two are not the same. When we are being nice, we are being placid and non-responsive. We are not aggravating. We are not triggering. We are not pointing out anything important. We are not addressing what needs to be said. We are washing over our natural and essential reactions for the sake of not disrupting someone else's waters, even if in all honesty, that's exactly what they need. We behave this way because it's not always our place to tell someone what they need to hear. It is always our place to maintain that type of honesty with ourselves. Being kind to yourself is often doing the thing that you least want to do. It is very often prioritizing your future needs over your current wants. It is awakening yourself to your destructive habits. It is recognizing your self-defeating patterns. And it is learning how to self-heal. It is setting boundaries first with ourselves and then with others. And it is recognizing our power and remembering how we have neglected to use it. That is kindness. Everything else is a distraction. The kindest thing to do is not always the easiest thing to do. I love that line. It doesn't always come with a sweet smile and a comforting hand. It doesn't always soothe us to sleep. True kindness is a fire that wakes you in the night. It's a calling that you can't ignore. It's tough love. It's seeing reality for what it is. It's acceptance. It is choice. It is reclamation. When we are truly being kind to ourselves, we are actually in a process of reparenting ourselves. We are doing for ourselves what we always relied on others to do, and we are doing it for the sake of our long-term and overall well-being. We are taking ourselves up on an opportunity to do what is right as opposed to doing what is easy. We are choosing to do what is important over what is yet another way to numb and cope with the discomfort. When we start solving problems, the discomfort goes away. Kindness is loving ourselves enough to do that. It is believing in our potential enough to choose better. It is caring enough about ourselves that we decide we're going to stop accepting a life that's less than what we deserve. It is fighting for who we are and who we might one day be. There is nobody in the world who can show you the type of kindness that you can show yourself. Yes, through understanding and empathy and compassion, and then through the unending commitment to see yourself to a type of life in which you can do what you were born to be who you were born to be, and create what it is your ultimate destiny to create. You are meant for that. The only thing you have to do now is decide whether you're going to choose it. I'm sorry that if you're watching the video, I'm like into that. I'm passionate about that because I don't know. I hope it resonated with you. It just hits home for me, you know, so many lines, like, because we do have to choose to be kind to ourselves and choose the things that are uncomfortable for us that will allow us to move farther. And it is, you know, it talks about boundaries. I set boundaries at the beginning of this year, finally, and like I meant them, because internally I was like, I'm setting this. This is my decision. That is it. There's no discussion. And I move forward from it. And I'm not giving energy and time to thinking about the person on the other end because I cannot control them. And if they truly wanted to, they could correct it. But they're not choosing to. And I'm choosing peace, you know? But this book, ugh, fucking love it. It just validates so much that we can be going through it. I know if I'm going through it, you're going through it too at some capacity, or you have at some point. And reading a book like this can sometimes give you exactly what the fuck that you need to just feel like understood, I guess, because it's so true that the kindest thing to do is not always the easiest thing to do. because a lot of times it's easier for us to just ignore, be avoidant, not address, not move forward with things, be lazy, you know, whatever. And we just get into that pattern and it just really doesn't serve you or the best version of you or push you forward in any direction. It kind of just keeps you stagnant. So, you know, I read this and I was like, I'm going to share that with them today because that's pretty much what I was trying to get out. You know, I really wanted to inspire you today that, you know, I don't know what's been holding you back from certain things in your life or from truly just doing the things that you know you want to do, doing the things that you think about at the end of every day that you're like, God, I should have done that. I'll do it tomorrow, you know, or, you know, these goals that you set for yourself, maybe the same things that you had set for yourself at this time last year that you didn't follow through with. I just want to encourage you to do it, to follow through, to be kind to yourself, to choose the things that are uncomfortable. Because the kindest thing is not always the easiest thing to do. And when we set these boundaries, when we go after what we want, if we, you know, stop caring about what other people think and letting that hold us back from trying something new, and when you really tap into some of your full potential, it becomes addicting. It becomes inspiring. You become passionate. You know, I always talk about the high vibe and stuff, but it's such a good thing to always have in your brain and get to know of like what feels good in high vibe and what feels shitty in low vibe. And that's why we do set these boundaries. And this is why we do read the books. And this is why we want to cultivate healthy relationships in our life, because love is like the highest vibration in general. So if you can truly love yourself, you're going to be like, that's a high vibration to be on. And when you're vibrating on a high vibe, then you're attracting high vibrational things into your life because you attract who you are, not what you want. So you can want love, but you need to be love. You hear? I don't want to get too woo-woo on you in this episode, but that is just like, that's the vibe. You attract who you are. So work on you. You know, do the work. Show up in the way that you want others to show up for you. And stop trying to control the things that you can't, because that's just wasting your precious fucking energy that you can be focused on you showing up in the way of what you want to attract in your life. It's really that simple. So yeah, I just wanted to inspire you in this episode to say that, to just like get out of your own way and go after the things that you continue to think about. Do the little things, big or small, that you know that you need to follow through. I know that while I'm saying this, you're thinking of a few things. So just get that ball moving forward and you'll start building momentum and it'll get easier every single day. When you set your mind to something, when you tell yourself that you're going to do something and you actually follow through, that is you building trust with yourself. And here's the thing. If you don't have a strong relationship of trust with yourself, then how are you going to have a relationship that has trust with other people in your life in general? You're not. It has to start here with you. And if you tell yourself you're going to do something, even if it's small, like going to the gym, and you don't, you're breaking that trust with yourself. And we all do it. But when you start doing it back to day to day to day to day, it like creates this fucking fuel in you, this energy. It feels good, progress. It makes you feel happy and you become addicted to that feeling and you just grow and grow and grow and grow from there. Is there going to be ups and downs? Yes, life is always made up of a balance. We can't control what happens. There's going to be things that we go through or days or sickness or whatever. But then going back to and remembering how good it felt when you were following through and getting back on there and moving forward with that. And sometimes we do need things like a book. And I can really notice how just the consistency over 1 month, okay, so much can change in 1 month. 1 month. Commit to some things for this month and stick to it. It's truly amazing to reflect on like the last month and be like, wow, energetically, everything feels like it's shifted so much and positively. And then I'm like, okay, what are the things that I did and that differently at the beginning of the year? And I mean, there are some very clear things. Setting really good intentions and starting my new year the way that we did, setting boundaries that I had been putting off or avoiding, setting those and sticking to them, not drinking through January, and still not, for the most part, and really committing myself to showing up consistently with, you know, the things, especially the gym, my health. I did injure my arm. I fell like twice, and I think like, because I haven't been to the chiro or anything since I broke my arms in 2022. So I think that when I fell a couple times, they weren't really bad falls, but it was like then, you know, the pain went through the threshold and my whole back went to shit on the right side. So it's been like a whole thing for the all of January, pretty much, and still continuing into February, seeing a chiropractor and acupuncture and doing all the things to try and fix that. Because, you know, I'm 33 now, so we just don't like bounce back and heal the way that we used to. So do the things that make you feel good, set boundaries with the things that don't. And this is the episode, because this one was a struggle. Podcasting ain't always easy, you know? But I hope you enjoyed the chapter of the book. I'll link it in the show notes. I have also been running a Faceless account. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen I have a digital course that has been, I just think it is the digital course for anyone who wants to learn about social media, branding, faceless marketing, everything in digital marketing, making freebies, email lists, everything. The foundational pieces of making money with social media, monetizing digital products, blah, blah, blah. All the things that I have been doing for so many years, this course is the best I've ever seen. And I have invested thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into courses and platforms and training and mentorship and all the things. This course, I can't believe I didn't just do something like this myself. But I don't think it would have been the same, because it's really, I don't know, it's just, it's made in the perfect way for a beginner to really understand the ins and outs of this crazy online world that I know a lot of you want to be more involved in, because you see the opportunities with it, but you don't know where the fuck to start. So this course is amazing. It's a one-time payment of $387 US, but then when you purchase it, you actually get the master resale rights to it. So then it becomes your own digital product to sell. So essentially you're going through the course and applying what you're learning in the course to sell the course itself and make yourself some money. That and learning how to create other passive ways to make money online, whether it be through like digital products or whatever else. That being said, I went the faceless route with it because I know, you know, I started in the online industry in 2016, sorry, the end of 2016. And one of the biggest blocks for people was getting on camera, not having the confidence to be on camera, not wanting to go on like a live or do Instagram stories, and having this idea in their heads of what it would entail to be successful. And it kind of was like that, you know, and it was amazing to see so many people get confidence with that. But for the most part, you know, that is what stops people, is they don't want to be that. And I totally don't blame you. But there is, you know, it's trending right now. It's new. It's not really new. It's just now being taught and understood in very simple ways, which is faceless marketing, meaning that, you know, you can use stock footage or just footage of, you know, a sunset or something you have on your phone that doesn't involve you speaking. You use that as the video content with paired with trending reels, strong hooks and captions, and then value, you know, like something in the caption that will keep people reading or make it savable. Everything that I'm talking about is taught in this course, to grow on Instagram and then start making sales and learn how to automate the sales through the email list, with workflows, with digital products, smaller offers, bigger offers. The whole nine yards of having a digital marketing business, and it's never been fucking easier than it is right now to build this. And I love seeing so many people, so many moms who are staying at home, just normal people stepping into this and fucking loving it. And I love my new little faceless account. I'm loving building it. I'm loving growing it. I'm loving experiencing, like applying what I've learned in the course, even and like testing it with the reels and the trending audios, and just, you know, it's actually really easy on Instagram to grow. It takes time and consistency, but it's so much easier than we've been kind of taught to believe or conditioned to think. And take this from someone who has been leveraging social media and the digital industry to make money since 2016, right? I am hosting the Silent Success Secrets webinar, which is a webinar about faceless Instagram strategies for you to earn passive income. Okay, we're going to redo that. I am hosting the Silent Success Secrets webinar. So it's going to be about faceless marketing, kind of letting you dip your toes and like get a feel to see if it's something that you think you might be interested in. You know, this kind of marketing isn't only beneficial for someone who's brand new to the digital marketing industry, but it's going to be beneficial to like a business owner, or, you know, maybe you have some sort of side hustle, even an MLM business, but you don't want to be showing up on video. Just basically, if you don't want to be having to show up on video all the time, then you can learn how to use stock content, strong hooks, captions that are savable, and do it, and then pair it with trending audios and really grow that way and grow a community. Can you show up, like, having a faceless account doesn't mean you have to be completely faceless. You can definitely build a hybrid. You can show your face sometimes or just in stories, but it's learning how to leverage stock content and trending audio and strong captions so that you get the growth, and then showing up consistently every day with it, and then watching how that impacts your business. And like clockwork, if you're consistent and you're showing up, it will pay off. You will go viral. It's gonna hit. And I love seeing so many women do that. And yeah, it's only a matter of time, really. So if you want to learn more about that, or if you've been wanting to get into the digital space, but you don't want to get on camera and stuff like that, then check the link in my bio. Come to the webinar. It's happening February 21st at 8 p.m. MST. There will be a replay available. So come hang out. I'm gonna teach you all about it. I'm excited. Thanks for listening and being a subscriber to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life. Your support means so much to me. Don't forget to check the show notes for any and all links. You never know what you're going to find there. It can be different every single time. And again, don't forget to drop us a review. It helps the podcast so much. I do this for free, so that means the world to me. We'll catch you next week in another episode.